President Udall, thank you. Regent Hogan, as the President has indicated, the university regards with the highest degree of concern the allegations of academic misconduct and the men's basketball program contained in the recent article in the Pioneer Press. The allegations have proven, certainly represent conduct that is wholly unacceptable as a part of the intercollegiate athletics and will be dealt with, as the President said, in the most stringent possible terms. Obviously, of immediate concern is the question of eligibility of the four basketball players currently in Seattle with the team preparing for the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, whose past conduct obviously is called into question by the allegations of the story. In light of the limited amount of time to investigate the story, but we believe that there is prima facie evidence to support some of the serious allegations. I spoke to Coach Haskins at length last night to discuss the allegations and the university's investigation to date. At that time, I advised Coach Haskins that the players would be declared ineligible pending the outcome of the investigation. I advised him and he agreed that if the allegations are found to be true, the risk to the program, the university's reputation of the players would certainly be significant. Coach Haskins agreed and believed that the decision that we have made is in the best interest of the university. Again, this difficult decision was reached primarily to the shortness of time between the story and the beginning of the NCAA tournament, the unwillingness of the newspaper to provide the university with the information on which it based this story, and our related inability to access in detail the truth of many of the allegations. We have reported all of the information that we have obtained to date to the NCAA and has been in constant contact with them in the past 48 hours. That is the end of my remarks.